I'm Marty Moscoen. Welcome to Radio Times. The Eagles went to the Super Bowl this winter, but they won't be going to the White House this afternoon to celebrate their win. President Trump disinvited the team late last night because most of the players said they would not attend the celebration at the White House and because of the conflict over the national anthem and the president's demand that players stand. Trump tweeted this morning, NFL, no escaping to the locker rooms, referencing a compromise agreed to by the players and the owners. The event at the White House will go on without the team. What do you think of all of this? Send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org. You can also tweet us at WHYY Radio Times. We asked Marcus Hayes to join us. He's a sports columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News. Philadelphia Inquirer had a piece in the paper this morning about this controversy. Marcus, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Thank you for having me, Marty.
Has this ever happened before, a champion team getting disinvited to a White House celebration?
Sure. It happened last winter when the Golden State Warriors were having a similar conversation among themselves and through the media about visiting the White House and President Trump. And preemptively, President Trump never invited them to avoid that sort of embarrassment, a team-wide boycott. And, you know, frankly, Jeffrey Lurie and his team are considering a team-wide boycott as well. The only reason they didn't go through with it was because so many of the players and staff were interested in visiting the White House, even if they weren't interested necessarily in visiting Donald Trump. And it should be noted that the next team that showed up, I believe it was the Pittsburgh Penguins, Trump mocked the Warriors for not coming. And so it's always been a political, you know, sort of a political gambit for Trump to have these players come to him and, in his eyes, I think, pay tribute to him, not him pay tribute to the players, which is exactly the opposite of the way it's supposed to be, I think.
Well, let me read something from the White House, their statement on the Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles are unable to come to the White House with their full team to celebrate tomorrow. This was late last night. But the Patriots, the Patriots' entire team didn't celebrate their win last year, did they, Marcus?
Not only did they not, the entire team not show up, Tom Brady, who was caught for most of the season with a MAGA, Make America Great Again hat in his locker, didn't show up. I think 34 Patriots players showed up last year. 2 years before that, 50 came to Obama, or I came to the White House when Obama was in it. So, yeah, but, you know, Jeffrey Lurie gave $2,700 to Hillary Clinton, and Bob Kraft gave $1 million to Donald Trump. So I guess we know what the price of admission to the White House is.
You think that's what it was, that beyond the players and whether they kneel or not, it's really about owners and who got whose money?
I think that's part of it, but very much so. I mean, I believe we just had a news update on your station which talked about several of the very divisive and startling policies that this administration is behind. Anything that this administration, and especially Donald Trump, can do, it seems, to rile up his dwindling but very, very vocal and somewhat powerful base, he'll do anything to do that. Every opportunity for a rally, he'll take advantage of. But he couldn't shun Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, who wrote him a congratulatory letter upon receiving either the nomination or the presidency. So he couldn't do this to the Patriots. He certainly could do it to the Eagles, and did, but would not have, I'm convinced, had they had a contingent of 50 to 75 people.
Marcus, how do you think this will play among football fans here in Philadelphia? There are a lot of front runners like me that only celebrate when we see the team is doing well. Full confession there. But, I mean, this is a big sports town. Obviously, this Super Bowl win meant a lot to this city. But how do you think this whole back and forth about either going or not going to the White House or standing or not standing or staying in the locker room, how is that going to play among Eagles fans?
Well, the problem, I think it's going to play very poorly because the Eagles didn't protest for the final eight games, including playoffs of last season, after Malcolm Jenkins, their Pro Bowl safety and the leader of the protests in Philadelphia, negotiated an $89 million accord between the NFL and his players' coalition to further the causes for which they were kneeling. Right. So the Eagles did, the Eagles and the Eagles players did what they could to sort of stop the controversy in their backyard. What this does, and what the NFL owner's policy has done, where you can stay in the locker room or whatnot, what it's done is it's sort of reopened a can of worms. And and it just makes it muddier. But again, the NFL owners, I think, they're a very poorly run group because nobody really runs them, number one. Number two, Trump does it for a totally different reason, a totally calculated reason. He's much better organized than the NFL owners.
Well, is that because you got a bunch of millionaires and billionaires and no one tells them what to do?
Exactly. They're not very good followers, and nobody has ever told them no. They're the ultimate group of people who are entitled and privileged. I don't know if you're a Caddyshack fan, but all of them are Judge Smales from Caddyshack.
We're going to look up that reference. But let me just make sure our listeners understand, Marcus. Looking at last year's Eagles season, did any of the Eagles players kneel during the national anthem?
One player who was not on the active roster at the time, he was injured, named Ron Brooks, knelt during the preseason. He was cut soon after that, but not because he knelt. He had an injury that he couldn't come back from. Other than that, no Eagle has ever knelt, and the locker room policy was just instituted, so no Eagle has ever stayed in the locker room. So, like many of his tweets or statements or whatever you want to call them, this was, call it what you like, misdirection. I prefer to call it a lie, and it's an obvious lie.
It's an obvious lie because of when you look at back over the season, you can see that what he says about kneeling does not apply really to this current Eagles team.
Not only does it not apply to this Eagles team, nobody stays in the locker room. The locker room policy is new. The locker room policy didn't exist before the owner's newest, I guess, declaration or adaptation of new rules. So they could not have stayed in the locker room.
Let me read an email from John. He said, this was never going to happen. It was a publicity stunt by Donald Trump, who's still reeling that the NFL would not allow him into their club. And this was a number of years ago, Marcus, where then Donald Trump businessman wanted to start a football team.
That's true. Donald Trump hates the NFL.
Does he?
He'll do anything he can. Oh, God, yes. He'll do anything he can to even that score in perpetuity. He wanted to be an NFL owner worse than anything except maybe president. So now that he's in the position that he can get back at them, he's getting back at them.
You mentioned Malcolm Jenkins, and he headed up the Players Coalition, also very outspoken about the protests and also the response to the protest. Is he a team leader and even beyond the Eagles, a national leader for the players?
He's a national leader for the players, and he's the team leader. Carson Wentz is the most important player, the quarterback. But Malcolm Jenkins, for the last 2 years, 3 years, he's been Brian Dawkins, reborn for the Eagles. He is the man. And yes, he's a prominent national voice, and he does it well. He's really good at it.
We should say that Mayor Kenney, who's no shrinking violet, issued a statement last night as well, and I'll just read part of it. He did say that, that this is a city very proud of the Eagles, proud about their accomplishments both on and off the field. And then the mayor went on to say, disinviting them from the White House only proves that our president is not a patriot, but a fragile egomaniac obsessed with crowd size and afraid of the embarrassment of throwing a party to which no one wants to attend. Is this a sort of a preamble to what's going to be a really contentious NFL season?
I don't know how contentious it's going to be because of this. It may be a sort of a preamble and a harbinger of more discontent to come. But I think the new anthem policy adopted by the owners will cause more problems than this issue. This is a one-team issue. The anthem issue is a 30-team issue. So, them not allowing players to protest during the anthem under penalty to the team and themselves – yeah, that's going to be a bigger deal. So I guess preamble would probably be a good word to a good phrase to describe what is coming. And if they had just left it alone, it probably would have gone away.
What is Jeffrey Lurie's position on players staying in the locker room if they want to protest the anthem, or not protest the anthem, but don't want to stand for the anthem?
He won't tell us. Jeffrey Lurie is a very progressive person. but he has not been a very progressive owner. He negotiated with Malcolm Jenkins before Malcolm Jenkins and other players raised their fist or whatnot before the anthem the last couple of years, or during the anthem the last couple of years. When asked at the beginning of last season about Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, and anthem protests, he was vague, but he made it very clear that he appreciated people, protesters, who had agendas. I'm kneeling or I'm raising my fist for this reason, which to me was a clear shot at Colin Kaepernick, who at the time had sort of gone dark trying to get another job. And a compliment to Malcolm Jenkins, who always had a plan and had been for years trying to address, you know, bail bond issues and criminal justice issues and things like that. So Jeffrey Lurie has been, if you believe that Jeffrey Lurie is progressive, he's been disappointingly vague and uncommitted throughout this 2 year, I guess, saga of anthem protesting.
Marcus, just a couple more questions before we have to say goodbye to you. What has been the response from other teams and other players to this disinvite to the Eagles?
Well, other players on other teams aren't particularly concerned with what happens with the Eagles and them being disinvited. There's a little bit of Twitter unrest about it, but the most eloquent and pointed comments came from Torrey Smith, who was not, to my recollection, an anthem protester, a protester during the anthem when he was an Eagle last year as a wide receiver, and I believe now he's with the Ravens. But his response is, you know, this is who this guy is. This is why I wasn't going. And that's all you need to know. I mean, I wrote a column about a week or 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, saying that any Eagle that goes, certainly they have the right to go. They don't. You don't have to be a Trump supporter to go see the White House and be honored at the White House. But you have to know that it's only about Donald Trump at this point. And to be honest, Marty, it's always been about the politicians using it as a photo op. But it's become a parody of itself the last couple of years.
Well, and I think it just should be said that no president, no matter what the who they are, can order a player to stand for a national anthem.
Right, or you or I. You know, that's the thing. I mean, I'm getting emails and tweets now from people saying Donald Trump is my king. And I think that's all you need to know about the political discourse in this democracy in which we live. People would rather have a tyrant than a president.
Marcus Hayes, I wish we could talk more, but we do have to end our conversation. Thank you for joining us at this last minute to talk about the fact that the White House disinvited the Eagles for a Super Bowl celebration at the White House this afternoon. Marcus Hayes, sports columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News and Philadelphia Inquirer. Marcus, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And shifting gears, as we often do on Radio Times, talking about China and recycling and what to do with our trash. That's coming up next here on Radio Times. Stay with us. We'll be right back.